Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Mike Calda Show at 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Galvin has news here coming up in a second. People are saying now to me that the giraffe thing might be an April Fool's hoax. Anybody else hear that?
No, I've not heard that. That can't be right.
That's the longest running joke ever.
Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate a joke that had some effort into it.
Yeah.
It'd be great if they hype everybody up on April 1st and you watch it, and they run in there with a chainsaw and just cut its head off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not really. Freak everybody out. Be like, April Fool's, suckers. I don't know. That's what people were saying. I don't know that it's necessarily true.
Or
but
Jim Carrey pops out of the giraffe into the camera's like, oh, is that a rhino?
That is the best response you could have given that.
Oh,
Jim Carrey pops out. Like, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
No response. No laugh to it. Nothing. Just, anyways.
Sorry. I was still good. Yeah.
Moving along.
Anyways. What was I saying? So Stephen King.
Yes.
Has got the movie It coming out.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, what?
I mean, it's
his book,
right, yeah.
So does he have any input in the movie, you think?
I don't know. I don't know whether he does or not.
Well, I heard Drew talking about it yesterday.
So the original It that they did was made for TV, right? That was a TV movie.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I never read the book. I don't know anything about it.
I know about it, but I'm saying like...
I know about it, but I'm not a scary... See, I know I'm going to say this. I don't understand how a book could be scary. And now everybody's going to be like, oh, read the book. And now I'm going to be scared to even have the book in my house.
Oh, no, I definitely see how a book can be scary. Sometimes a book's scarier than a movie to
how,
me.
Though?
Because the description and you're in it and you're thinking about it. Like, anytime I read a book, I'm thinking of who would play the characters, what they look like, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not, you know, where you're going to be like, oh, I'm so scared and I can't. But I can see where it's... You know, interesting, and it makes it, you know, a bit scary, I guess.
Well, I watched the trailer yesterday. Have you watched it yet?
Yes.
So tell me what It is about. I always assumed It was a monster. It is evidently a clown.
Yes.
And what is the clown? Why is the clown so mad?
It's a child killing clown.
But why? The thing I know about Stephen King is it's got to be a little bit more cerebral than just a clown who kills kids.
It's about your fear and phobias and stuff. You know what I mean? So, and then it's a town where more people go missing there than anywhere else in the world. They don't know why, and then they figure it out.
Because the clown is killing people.
Right, and it's like, what are you afraid of? And a scary thing would be a scary clown.
Do we know why the clown, or who the clown is, or why the clown is killing people at the end of the movie?
No, I will tell you, I don't know that much about it. I'll be honest with you.
I need to know something, because I watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I didn't care about it at all. It didn't make me scared. It didn't make me...
I think it looks good. I think it looks like it'll be a good movie.
I mean, it just looked like a clown.
Scary movies don't scare me. Not that I'm a tough guy, but it's a movie.
Oh, scary movies scare me.
Anything, scare me too.
Anything that goes... Bam! Yeah.
I gotta be honest with you. The little kid in the sewer that said... We all float down here. And he goes, we all float down here. We all float down here. And started screaming. That's cool. Like, just that's scary.
Even this is cool where they do this thing with, I don't know
what
the
machine
is called. Yeah.
With the, yeah.
And you see the clown in the woman's
face. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. More of that, though.
I think it's going to be a lot of that. And apparently the clown is just, according to Wikipedia, the clown is a being that appears to its victims or prey in the form of a clown because it's children, and then it eats kills the kids.
I'm not afraid of clowns. Maybe that's a problem.
I'm terrified of clowns.
Are you really?
Yeah, I do not like clowns. I don't know.
Pete's afraid of clowns, and Pete yells at clowns. Yeah. Like, I remember we're in restaurants, and a clown will come in to sell roses or balloons or make balloon animals. And they'll come over to the table, and Pete will go, he just looks at him and goes, he pushes the guy away.
Yeah,
Pete has been mean to so many clowns over the years. It's great because he's got a genuine, like, not a fear, but because of the whole Gacy thing, and he grew up in Chicago, he didn't like clowns.
I don't blame him. I don't see how they bring joy to anybody. They zap you in the hand with that little thing. They squirt you in the face with the little flower on the chest.
I love clowns. When you go to the circus, and the clowns are falling all over each other, climbing up things, and I like clowns.
No.
They never bothered me.
I don't understand the whole... I don't even understand why they're at a circus, because they seem to just come out when there's not anything happening. They beat each other up, and then they leave. It's like the Three Stooges, just with a lot more makeup.
Clowns. I love the Three Stooges.
The Three Stooges are awesome. Yeah. Clowns freak me out.
All right. Anyway, that was just my opinion on the whole thing. I heard Drew talking about it yesterday, and it just doesn't seem to me. Drew actually said that the book is really scary. It was it and something else were his favorite, that they were the scariest. And I'm like, I can't remember the last time I read a book where I was like, ooh. I know when I was a kid, I read something that one time, it just made me look over my shoulder once, but nothing that made me lose sleep.
I don't think there's anything that made me lose sleep. I think whenever I read stuff, I think what the movie would be like, and then that makes me think, okay, this is a good book, because it's very descriptive, and I could see it as a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a book called Dragon Tears by, what is his name? Not Stephen King, the other guy who writes all the scary movies. Come on, what is his name?
Judy Blume.
No.
Oh.
Dean Koontz?
Yeah, Dean Koontz. Dean Koontz writes a bunch of scary books and stuff. In there, the book Dragon Tears, there's a guy named TikTok who can stop time, and he does all this stuff, but the cop is chasing him, and he's like this old homeless guy, and he's running down an alley, and when he has him cornered, the guy turns, and he just turns into a pile of rats, and the rats... Like, could you imagine that in a movie?
Yeah.
Like that right there in your head, you see that scene. You see this old, crazy homeless guy with a beard.
But how is it scary in a book? And then he turns to a pile of rats. That doesn't seem that scary to me.
Well, it doesn't write it like that.
I know. What does he say?
I don't know. I forget. I don't know exactly.
Disintegrates into a pile of rodents. Just saying.
Yep, that's how it is written exactly.
Yeah, it just
that seems good.
I'm just saying that is what is making me wonder how it could be scary. I know. I'm just saying I don't feel it. I don't see how it's scary. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, time to check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Kelta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Now I'm looking up on here. TikTok turns into rats. Yeah, like I want to find the actual thing. Oh, we'll find it later on.
Okay.
The woman arrested at the U.S. Capitol on yesterday, for trying to ram her car into a police cruiser has been identified as 20-year-old Talia Everett. The woman's family revealed that she struggles with mental health and desperately needed help. They appealed to the judge to order an emergency health evaluation a week ago, but it was turned down. Everett's outburst caused quite the pandemonium in Washington, D.C. yesterday.
Well, I mean, what do you do when you're dealing with people who have mental issues? You can't.
You go and you try and do it the proper way, which they did. They said that they, went and appealed to the judge for an emergency health evaluation, and they turned it down, and then she went crazy and tried to ram her car into the thing. You have to go, well, clearly the system's not working.
Right, that's what I'm saying. After it's over, you put her in jail now, you can't.
Right.
Somebody needs help. That's one of the biggest problems our country has.
Such a huge problem. Yeah, that's a lot of the homeless problem, a lot of the people that, freak out and have stuff happen. They have mental health issues. And if you're proactively trying to help her out, say, listen, she clearly has problems. We need her evaluated.
Right.
They say no, and then she goes and does this. You just got to put your arms up in the air.
Right, we tried.
I don't know what else we can do. Yeah. What do we mean, lock her in the basement? You know? North Carolina lawmakers and governor reached an agreement to repeal the state's controversial bathroom bill called HB2. but LGBT groups immediately criticized the deal, saying it's a repeal in name only, with one advocate calling the HBT 2.0, and it fails to protect transgender people from discrimination.
Now, how does it fail to protect them, or does it just say, hey, you can only go to the bathroom with which your plumbing is already tied to?
Yeah, I don't know.
I saw Jillian Barbary. I don't know if something happened to her or if she was just spouting off on it, but she was tweeting yesterday about how there was a guy in the bathroom with her daughter.
Yeah.
And she said this guy wasn't transgender. It was a dude with a full mustache and was just looking around and walked out. And she's like, that's what I want to protect against.
Sure.
So I don't know if she had an actual personal experience or if she was making an example so that she can hear. But I think that most people feel that way.
Yeah.
I think most people feel that way. Hey, if you're living your life as a lady, feel free to use the ladies' room. But if you're some creep that woke up this morning and has decided to use this law to go be a
creep.
I'm
just going to go in and be a creep. Right. If they say anything, I'm going to say, I'm a lady. Well, I identify as a lady.
I'm not going to lie. I have done that. I went to
identified as a lady?
I did. I went, not yesterday, the day before. I'll tell you exactly where I was. At the Shell gas station on 54. I was getting gas when all of a sudden the power to, the pressure to urinate came over me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the store, and there was a man making a dookie in the men's room.
All right.
And there was nobody around, and all of a sudden I felt like a woman, and I went into the ladies' room. And the ladies' room is exactly the same as the men's room. It's a one-person bathroom.
Without a urinal.
Without a urinal, but there was no urinal in the men's room.
Oh,
just a
toilet.
Just
okay.
A little one-person, you
right,
know?
Right, right.
I went in there, I closed the door. Ladies, you'll be happy to know I lifted the seat.
Yeah.
I did my business. I put the seat down, washed my hands. Then I didn't feel like a lady
classic
anymore, and I walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it wasn't that big of a deal.
Right.
Now, it's a one-person bathroom. It's an emergency. It happens. I had that happen before, and
but I'm not going to say if I walk into a Target and I got to go, and they're like, oh, we're cleaning the men's room. I'm not going to go, man, I feel like a woman.
Yeah.
Go run in there real quick.
Yeah.
Because if I got to go, I got to go.
Clean up on aisle three.
I got to go to the aisle.
At least 13 people were killed and 2 others injured in a head-on crash yesterday between a church bus and a pickup truck in Southwest Texas.
Proof, by the way, there's no God. Go
all ahead. Of the victims who died were senior adults who attended First Baptist Church in Texas, including the driver.
Unless God was like, okay, these people are so great, I can't wait to get them here. Let's just bring them all up at the same time.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's no God.
He needs you. He needs you more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
A Florida woman pleaded guilty to paying $3,000 to have a Mexican woman smuggled into the United States before holding her captive for 2 years and trying to impregnate her with syringes containing her boyfriend's sperm.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Estelle, she couldn't have babies?
Estella Clark, who is 47, paid coyotes $3,000 in 2012 to bring a 22-year-old woman across the border. The victim was promised $4,000 to serve as a surrogate for Clark and her boyfriend, but the documents indicate she told investigators she was told the process would be overseen by medical professionals. The victim, who is not named in the documents, told federal agents Clark forbade her from leaving the one-bedroom condominium in Jacksonville, telling the woman the neighborhood was dangerous and that she, quote, would most likely be killed if she ventured outside. Clark also told the woman that she read tarot cards and told her that if she ever tried to hide anything, Clark would find out, according to the documents.
Yeah, well, what do you think they would have done with her after they got her pregnant and got the baby?
Jesus. Bye. Just
don't need you anymore.
Yeah. Not like they're going to take her back.
Yeah.
Or anything. Just, I don't know, maybe meet back up with the coyotes.
I love the way you say that.
Yeah. A guy named Mac Crook Jr. from Alabama just filed a lawsuit against Waffle House over their extreme amount of grease. Mac lives right next door to a Waffle House, and he says their grease has been leaking onto his property, and it's damaged the foundation of his house. Imagine what it's doing to your insides.
Yeah, no kidding.
He wants a total of $800,000 in damages. Waffle House says it's investigating Mac's claim.
Oh. Spanish, do you know what today is the anniversary of?
I do not know.
You don't?
I don't. Oh, I...
Did you see it?
No, I didn't. I don't have anything in my memories on Facebook. I'm trying to think if I saw it.
March 30th, 2013, one Anthony Policami was how old at the time?
25.
became the wonton eating champion.
Oh, how about that?
Still have my jacket.
Of the world.
How about that?
At Wohop in New York City.
Damn right. We got to go back.
No, not only that, Spanish, but I'm going to put the picture on our Instagram and our Facebook, because in the picture is me, Pete, John Brennan, my buddy Sean, and a whole bunch of Asian dudes from Wohop and Spanish. And the look on Spanish's face looks like a guy who just ate 61 wontons.
Oh, man.
You look at your face. You look miserable. You look absolutely miserable.
My ankle was broken, and I have 61 wontons in my gut right now.
Oh, my God, dude. It's great. And I'm going to put the picture up on our Facebook right now. Also, Galvin, we talked a little earlier about the helmet, the Derek Brooks helmet that we're auctioning off for the Steve Austin GoFundMe. That has doubled in price since we talked about it.
Oh, nice.
And since then, I've also added the donated MikeAllstotFootball if you want to go bid on that.
All right. Very good. A 22-year-old guy named Justin Merritt got pulled over in Port St. Lucie, Florida, on Friday for blowing a stop sign. The cop found that Justin had a suspended license and no insurance, so he was arrested for driving with a suspended license and no insurance. And as the police officer was putting him in the car, Justin complained, quote, "That's the last time I listened to Wikipedia about driving. It said I would only get a ticket." He's going to be in court 2 weeks for his hearing.
He went to Wikipedia and said, what is the result of me? Oh, that's funny.
Listen, I want to drive. I don't have a license. I don't have insurance. Let me check Wikipedia. See what it says about that. A guy named Troy James ran out of gas on a highway in South Dakota around 4 a.m. on Monday morning, and he called police to help. When a cop showed up, he noticed Troy was acting strange. It's not clear whether he was drunk or on drugs or whatever, but he did have a weapon. So the cop tried to take him into custody, but Troy managed to push the cop out of his squad car and then stole it. Troy took off, left the cop on the side of the road, and wouldn't stop when another cop tried to pull him over, so he ended up in a high-speed chase. But luckily, the whole thing resolved itself because he ran out of gas again. About 140 miles away, though, and then he was arrested.
Oh, that's no good.
I always wanted to. I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to run from the law. But the two things I would love to do is I'd love to get into an Old West barroom brawl. Like, you know, Westworld, how they're always said
Noah.
I would love to get into a fist fight where we break tables and throw glasses and stuff. But not real. Like, we do it for fun.
Right.
And I'd go on a high-speed police chase. Like, I don't really want to go to jail at the end. But I don't, nor do I want to get away and have that breathing over me for the rest of my life. I would just like to go through that. I watched one on TV last night, and I thought that'd be so cool, and I love to drive fast.
Do you remember Jesse James had that TV show where you got into a high-speed police chase, and if you could last for like a half hour or something, you won.
Really?
What?
Yeah, remember that?
No.
That does not sound safe.
Well, they had it, you know, obviously shut down wherever the area was. But yeah, he had, I don't know whether it was a half hour, but I remember Jesse James had a TV show, and you drove and you had to get away from the cops. It was pretty interesting.
I would definitely do that.
Speaking of getting an Old West gunfight type thing, I started watching Deadwood. I never watched Deadwood.
Oh, when Deadwood was a great show.
Yeah, so I started watching that.
It starts off a little slow.
Yeah.
Well, how far into it are you?
I'm just two episodes in.
Yeah, but once, I'm telling you, by the end of that season, you're like, God damn, this is
a lot of great actors, a lot of good stuff in there. So,
yep.
In fact, yesterday I saw, what's his name, from Parks and Rec. Ron
Burgundy?
No, what is his name?
Dave Barber?
Saw his wiener.
Oh, yeah, a lot of wieners.
I was like, okay, well, there's something.
Have you seen Calamity Jane yet?
No, okay. No, I'm only two in.
No big deal. She's a long character on the show. She is so good that when that show first aired, I was at the country station. We tracked her down. She was just a nobody actor in New York City who had done a bunch of bit parts in Broadway.
Yeah.
We thought for sure they would give... She's so good in that show that we thought they would give her an Emmy Award for that right away. We found this woman. She didn't even know how to do radio. She was a terrible guest.
Right.
But that's how much of an impact she makes when she comes out. Yeah, it's good stuff.
All right.
That's a good show, man. I'm glad you're on it.
Ron Swanson.
Burgundy Day Barber.
A 37-year-old woman named Kristen Moreau and her 25-year-old boyfriend, George Harris, were having a good time under a blanket in public in Sebastian, Florida last week when someone saw them and called the cops.
Under a blanket.
Yep. But when the officer got there, Kristen warned them not to arrest her because, quote, "I am part of the Illuminati and Freemasons. You have no authority, and I don't have to leave." She also said that she was a, quote, famous music talent. The cops took their chances and wound up arresting her anyways.
I don't know. First rule of Illuminati. Don't talk about Illuminati. Yeah.
They were both arrested for disorderly conduct. Would you see what like to see what somebody who's in the Illuminati looks like?
Oh, boy. Just like he looks like LeBron James' slower brother.
Yeah.
And he's dating a large white woman.
Yeah. That's a good look. a group of people in masks walked into a grocery store in England the other day. If you remember while we were on break, there was a guy who was in Joker makeup, and they busted him because, you know, you can't cover your face. You're not allowed to do that in public.
Yeah.
But this was over in England, so I don't know exactly what the rules are. Several customers thought it was a terrorist attack because a bunch of people come walking into a grocery store with masks on and stuff. Turned out they were just Asian tourists, and they had medical masks on because they were worried about the air quality.
Yeah, so what is why do Asians think that they are... Why are you highfalutin Asians think that you're exhaling is so much better than everybody else's?
No, they have the bird flu.
Yeah, but
so
why are they doing it here?
Who knows what other stuff could be in the air?
I know China has a lot of pollution problems over there.
But I'm talking about here.
But that's probably just carries over here to where they're like, they just wear it all the time.
No.
You know what I mean?
When I'm in a mall and I see an Asian lady wearing a surgical mask, I'm going to slap it off her face. I want to go, this is America. And look at the quality of our air. We're not even in California. We're in Florida.
Seriously,
I don't want to ask her to take it out on us, smack it off her face. You know why I don't do that?
Why?
Because all Asians inherently know karate.
Yep.
And she will, no matter how old she is,
snap kick you,
turn around and break my neck with her finger. Yeah, so, but I will tell you, Asians, man. I'm very
offended?
Insulted, offended. I don't like it. I don't like it when I don't like it in the airport. I don't like it in the mall. Breathe our air.
If you're in our country, you have to breathe our air.
Good
God. The co-pilot of an American airline flight from Dallas to Albuquerque suffered a medical issue and died while the plane was landing yesterday. Luckily, it was a co-pilot.
Got it down.
The pilot was there. It was okay. A 12-foot king cobra showed up in a village in India recently. There's a pretty bad drought, so it was probably looking for water. So now there's a video going around. It's gone viral with a guy holding a bottle of water, feeding it to a king cobra, a 12-foot king cobra.
Shut up.
We have video and audio. Check out Bone TV. Here we go. It drinks right out of the bottle.
Oh, my God.
Watch, though, whenever the camera goes over. It's actually, like, taking swigs from the bottle.
Why are they clapping?
Because
I would be like, you feed it the water. I'll cut its head off with a shovel.
Look at it drinking.
The water. Oh, my God. The snake's like, I'm going to let you live. These people give me water. I would throw peppermint at a guy.
No peppermint.
Thank you.
No peppermint in the water.
Peppermint right out of it. So look, at the first day, like, threw water on the snake to let the snake know, we got water over here.
Yeah.
Don't go crazy and kill us.
Yeah.
And then the snake is drinking out of, like, a Zephyr Hills bottle.
Is that Aquafina?
What's that snake?
Is that Aquafina?
Is that your favorite?
No, I don't like it.
What do you like, Evian? You look like an Evian snake.
Fiji.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Look at it, though. Totally, like, drinking.
Yeah, and then it was like, have some
bottle.
More?
Yeah.
Then when it's done, they were like, is that it? Okay, back to killing him.
Yeah. A 12-foot king cobra.
That is a big snake.
Like, if you were to say, what is the scariest snake you could think of, I would say 12-foot king cobra.
Yeah.
Best way to defend yourself against king cobra, water now. Now we know.
Yeah.
Now just give it
a little sip. Here you go. Wells Fargo Bank is introducing new technology that will allow smartphone customers to withdraw money from its 13,000 ATMs without inserting their debit card.
How?
Customers wishing to use the service can get a use-only-once 8-digit code from the bank's phone app, and then customers input the code into their ATM PIN to access the ATM options.
Yeah.
That shouldn't go wrong, right?
Would you?
But if you can only use it one time, I mean, it makes sense if you use your debit card or something like that and you need a little cash and it's like Friday night, or you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you, if given the opportunity, put a small chip in your finger or somewhere in your hand where you just walk up and touch it? And that is your PIN access.
No, I'm fine with carrying the card.
Also, the chip serves as a GPS. and an identification chip. So
no.
if anybody finds you, they just wand your finger like they do with the dog.
Yeah, why don't you just tattoo numbers on my wrist?
No, no, you do it voluntarily. You're not forced to do it.
No, well, yeah, but I'm saying no. No, yeah. Thank you.
Would you use Spanish?
That's such a... I probably would, yeah.
I think I would too.
For convenience.
So then they can track you at all times.
They're already doing it.
That's the thing. They're already doing it. And who? I don't care if anybody. I'm already putting on Facebook. Hey, guess where I'm going today?
Right.
And then you have the chance of somebody, instead of just stealing your wallet, they cut your finger off because they know that your chip's in there.
Well, that's the thing. You don't tell anybody you have it. And if you do, you don't tell them that it's in your finger. It's somewhere in your hand. So.
And it gets deactivated if your finger gets cut off.
Oh, that's good, Carmen.
How do they know?
That's good.
The blood, the loss of blood is what keeps it going.
If the your body cools below a certain temperature, or the finger cools below a certain temperature.
Go ahead. Let's skip all this. Put nano machines in my body. I'll be your super soldier or whatever.
I mean, I would. I think I'm ready to do that. Yeah. And I would love to chip my children.
By the way, I just figured it out, Carmen. So I cut your finger off, put it in my mouth. Until I'm ready to use it.
Just keep
it in
my body. My finger? Okay.
Big deal.
Would you chip your children at birth? And at 18, they have the option to take it out.
Oh. No.
Why?
Because
my brother can track his kids now. Yeah. Wherever they go, I'm in the car and all that stuff. No, in the, like their cars. And my brother can. My brother has so many goddamn cameras and all that stuff that he can watch you as you're leaving the house.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the car, you can tell where the car's going.
Yeah, oh, they have cameras in cars where you can have the camera in the car,
He can do all that stuff.
They also have apps where you can have your car where if it goes over 65 miles per hour, it'll alert you.
So would you do that for your kids?
Chip them and then have a... No, probably not.
If the process was painless and simple, I would do it in a second.
Really?
Yeah. The fear that... That you watch Minority Report, when Tom Cruise goes underwater for 40 seconds, comes up and his kid's gone for the rest of his life, you're going to be like, I wish I would have chipped that little son of a bitch.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Even
that's the thing.
Like the missing.
The missing.
Right.
Chip the kid, and when the kid's like 16, you could say, okay, we can take it out now. Now you're big enough.
Have you ever had that panic where for a second you didn't know where your kid was?
No.
Even like whenever you're playing hide and seek? And your daughter won't?
I had it more with Jake, Pete's son. We were playing hide and seek, and Jake, we're walking around the house just screaming, Jake, Jake, where are you, Jake? And I'm like, no kid is going to continue to hide while we're all running around. And then finally he just popped out. He was like, I was over here hiding.
My son did that to me one time, like right as we started leaving him alone for a little while. You know what I mean? Like it would be, I would be on my way home from work if my wife had to go somewhere and we knew it was only like 20 minutes, you know, or something.
Or like the grocery store or something.
Yeah, or doing something like that where, you know, trying to get him a little more responsible and stuff. Well, I came home and I go, hey, I'm home. Hello. Hello, and he wasn't answering, and then I text my wife, and I'm like, did you take Oliver with you, or what's going on? And she's like, no. And then I'm freaking out, and I go, I'm running around doing all that stuff, and then he's laughing. He was in his closet.
Oh my God. I hope you beat him. I hope you smacked him so hard he never laughs
right
again.
Make him live in the closet for the rest of the week.
I said, hide and seek. I like that.
That'll learn you.
Joey, the video for the Burger King thing, I would like for you to show that now. I would like to ask you, watching this commercial, would you use this? Here we go. We have audio and video on Bone TV. Here we go.
Our flamed grilled Whopper is so good that some people would do anything to keep the taste in their mouth.
To keep the Whopper's taste in my mouth? Haven't brushed my teeth for 2 weeks. It really works. But my wife dumped me.
We're done.
Don't worry. Burger King has the answer. To keep your mouth Whopper fresh, use Whopper toothpaste.
For real?
Yes. Its flame-grilled microgranules, enriched with sesamium seeds, contribute to your oral health. From day one, the ultra-fresh advanced Whopper technology will help keep your breath Whopper fresh longer than ever. And you'll notice the results immediately.
Really swallowed it.
It smells of Whopper in here. Did you brush your teeth?
Whopper toothpaste. Keep your mouth Whopper fresh 24/7.
Contains Whopper, not to be used before 3 p.m. Ask your restaurant before using.
Ugh. Idiots! April Fools!
Oh, it's not real?
It's not real.
It's not real?
How embarrassed are you guys? You fell for it.
I was thinking, stupid. I'm going to buy some as a gift. I don't want it, but I know some burger lover, though. I love it.
It's Burger King's big April Fool's joke that they're doing.
It's not even April Fool's yet.
You know, it's funny, though, is people will probably be like, no, seriously, we want
that. Yeah, where do we get it?
until the drone. They'll start selling it. So selfies, you know, with the cell phone and take the picture of yourself.
I know Kelly in Spanish bought me a phone where I could take a picture with lights
on it.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's pretty fancy. According to Samsung, they have found average person born after 1980 will take how many selfies in their lifetime?
Oh, man. Can I use my calculator?
Sure.
Okay.
Born after 1980, how many selfies do you think they will take in their lifetime?
Okay, so born after 1980, so that means they've started taking them, what, about 5 years ago?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so that would be what year? What are we in now? 2012.
2012, yeah.
And in 2012, I was 40 years old, going to live to be, let's say, 75, so that's 35 years.
Well, you got to figure this in. This is people that are born after 1980. We'll take how many.
Right. I'm going to say, okay, so that's 3 a week.
Carry the one.
Times 52 weeks times 5,460.
That's so low.
500,000.
500,000.
I was an average of 3 a week. Just because I'm a daily selfie taker doesn't mean that everybody is.
But you're only doing it for how many years?
From now until 75, until I die.
Okay, but this is for after people born after 1980.
Right, but we really only started taking selfies 5 years ago. So I factored that in.
Not true.
Just maybe my math isn't that bad. Yeah. What is it?
Okay, so you say 5,000 something.
5,460.
Yeah. Something. Carmen, what do you say?
I'm going 2,500.
2,500,000.
Yeah.
2,500,000.
What is that?
25,000.
25. Just 25.
I'm gonna need your final answer, please. 25,000.
25,000.
Right on it. 25,000. They
really?
Say average person born after 1980 will take 25,000. 25,000 selfies in their lifetime. That's assuming that you started taking selfies in 2010 based on average life expectancy of 74 years. That's 568 selfies a year.
So my math was just off, but I had the right calculations.
Yeah. You were close to it. Yeah. You and Carmen together would have really nailed it.
I don't need a calculator.
There, of course, is a secret menu item at Starbucks called the Medicine Ball, not to be confused with the Medicine Man. It is two different types of hot tea mixed together with steamed lemonade, honey, and peppermint. Snakes would not like it. Uh-uh. Apparently, it's gotten so popular that Starbucks has decided to officially add it to their real menu.
Ooh.
So you can get that, the Medicine Ball, two types of hot tea, steamed lemonade, honey, and peppermint.
I would try that. I would try that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like if you were sick, like if you had a sore throat or something, that would be perfect to drink that. Speaking of coffee, the world's strongest coffee is finally on sale in America. It's called Black Insomnia Coffee, and it has 702 milligrams of caffeine in one 12-ounce cup, which is 3 times more than Starbucks and 9 times more than a Red Bull.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
I think we're going to find out in another 10 years that those energy drinks are the thing that were killing us.
Probably.
It's the cigarettes of our generation.
Yeah. You think?
No, but I mean, like, you know, but how many years did we promote smoking?
Yeah.
You know, where we were like, finally we're like, okay, now if you smoke, people are pretty much like, look at this idiot. You know you're going to get cancer.
Well, read the label. Like, how many of those words can you even pronounce?
But that's only been in the last, what, 30 years, 25 years that they've made the label say that?
Yeah.
Like, the labels at some point would say, yeah, it could cause problems with pregnancy.
No.
They're like, you're gonna die.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying the ingredients in the energy drinks. It's all aspartate and
brinine.
Citrate. And
yeah, but you know
sulfuric.
What? I don't know what any of those things are. When I was a kid, they sound like chemicals that are good for you. I don't know. No. But I mean, I know what a
rarely
is.
Rarely are there chemicals that are good for you.
I know, but when you're a kid, you don't understand that.
Absolutely.
So you're drinking it, and you're like, oh, this tastes good. It's giving me energy. This must be good for you. It's giving me energy. And you've been drinking them for, 10 years, and then all of a sudden, this is people are going to start dropping dead and start getting high cancer rates, and we're going to go, what is it? And it's not the smoking, it's these energy drinks.
Absolutely.
Not all of them. I know some of them are a little bit better than others, but there's some that are just, coming in from other countries, I guess.
Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles announced the details of a festival they're doing in New York.
There is no
LA.
Eagles because Glenn Frey is dead.
Well, yeah, but I don't know whether Jackson Brown, I think, probably filling in. They're going to do shows in New York and L.A. this July. It's going to be Fleetwood Mac, the Eagles, Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, Journey, and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Damn.
So,
I would see that. If
seems
I
like they're doing a lot of that now with the different music festivals. And remember, they had that one with Paul McCartney
right.
and Bob Dylan.
That would be cool.
All the different stuff. So now it seems the older people are like, "Hey, we'll
music
all get together
cool, yeah.
and do that."
Right.
Yeah, I would like to go. I would see that minus Steely Dan. If Steely Dan only did two songs, I'd be good with that.
Steely Dan's great. George Michael was laid to rest yesterday, 3 months after his death.
He was stink.
They don't just lay him out in the sun. Sure they have him in a freezer or something. George's boyfriend at the time of his death wasn't even told about the service and stuff. He had to rush there whenever he found out about it last minute.
Oh, that sucks.
The family must still be like, oh, he wasn't gay.
Have you seen Andrew Ridgeley?
Recently?
The other member of Wham?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, yeah, you show
they
me.
They show you he's like bald now.
Yeah,
looks he looks
totally
like an old man.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Lenny Kravitz will perform a tribute to Prince at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony next week. That'll be pretty cool to see.
Lenny Kravitz is very similar to Prince in which where he plays all the instruments, bangs a lot of pretty girls,
yeah.
A little bit of a recluse.
Yeah.
It's similar. I mean, Bruno Mars is the next generation
job.
Prince, though.
Yeah. An airport in Portugal was named after the soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo. They did a bronze statue, like a bust of him, and it doesn't really capture. Like, Ronaldo's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
We have a picture.
It's hard to do in bronze.
On Bone TV.
So good.
the
I love it.
The picture looks like a melting Max headroom.
Yeah.
And then you have Ronaldo standing there all sexy eyes and looking all cool in his suit and stuff.
He really is handsome.
Yeah, that is not a good look. Yeah, handsome and one of the biggest athletes in the world.
Yeah.
Because, you know, soccer, obviously, in the world is huge. So, yeah.
that statue is so great.
How much did you pay the guy that did that? Because I'm pretty sure I could have done better with my feet and Play-Doh.
Do you remember a couple of years ago, there was a good thing going around where they had hired a artist to touch up a religious painting of the Virgin Mary.
Yes.
Which totally screwed it up.
Was so bad.
Oh.
It looked like Mr. Hankey or whatever
yeah,
his name
it
is.
Yeah, it was like you don't know when to quit and go, all right, I'm ruining it.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't understand. Like, I can draw okay, but I really don't understand how people can do paintings.
With the little brushes and stuff.
And be able to paint, like, somebody that really looks like that person.
Right.
Or just really anything that well. How
I follow a guy on Instagram who just picks up a pad and pencil sketches things out. That's amazing.
Yeah. And then have you seen these other guys that do the stuff where they put down all the dots and then sprinkle the stuff over top of it and lift it up?
Yeah.
And it's a whole... it's
canvas?
A whole like landscape and cityscape or whatever.
I think those sort of things, you know, they say we only use a small part of our brain.
Yeah.
I think those are people who have tapped into an area.
I think those people, have some sort of autistic thing where, you know, you see like a lot of different people who are very socially awkward or have problems, then can sit down and play any song on piano.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
only after hearing it once.
Right.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Yeah, and it's some big Mozart thing
concerto,
where it's crazy. Finally, you know, Chrissy Teigen, she's married to...
She follows you on Twitter?
She does follow me on Twitter.
That's
she's married
cool.
to John Legend. She is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Well, she posted a behind-the-scenes video from a photo shoot where she makes her boobies talk.
Oh.
This may make you like her a little bit more.
Yeah, we have the video?
We have the video and the audio. Here you go on Bone TV.
Her boobies?
Check it out.
Hey, y'all. I'm Chrissy's boobs. I'm having a great time here in Zanzibar. We're here on set with a lot of fantastic people, but what I appreciate most is that y'all are very inclusive of
what you're not understanding is she's on a beach
totally
topless
naked, yeah.
with huge boobs and she's
huge.
Rubbing them and pushing them together like pretending that they're talking.
Right, yeah.
It's a lovely video.
Well, that's all for now.
All right.
Bye.
Like, if there was a show where girls just did that.
Oh, my God.
Like, I would go to that show.
Yes. I would watch it every day.
Booby puppet show.
Yeah.
I only need about 40 more seconds. Hey, but what, Why don't I like her head? She looks like that cobra that they were feeding the water to. Right? Her head's got a weird shape.
Yeah, she's got a very apple face. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Very like, high cheekbones.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not ugly by any means. She's very pretty.
She's
but there's something weird
looking.
About her. Yeah.
She's different.
Exotic.
But everybody loves her, man. They love her books and her personality, and people buy her stuff. So she's very popular right now.
Yeah, she's big on Twitter.
Great boobs.
Yeah. Mm. So there you go. That is it for news.
All right. I'd like to have a good conversation with her boobs. I'd like to sit down and talk to her.
Hi,
I
think, Mark. Well,
I'm pretty good.
Oh, would you like to see me move my hands away?
You're not going to lure me in and start talking to me about peppermint. I know you're a snake. I know what you're doing.
Hey, look down here.
Check this out. What's that? Yeah, deal with that.
If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheMikeCaltis Show, there is a fantastic picture of me, Pete, John Brennan, my buddy Frankie and Sean, and Spanish after Spanish just ate 61 wontons, yeah. Which doesn't sound like a big deal.
Oh, my God.
But if you look at Spanish's face, the misery and the happiness which the Asian guys from Wohop have to see you there. You look absolutely miserable.
Do
it's
you
funny.
Remember the controversy that happened between John Brennan and I and the cook out at Wohop?
About it not being cooked enough?
Yeah, they eventually just started bringing us raw wontons.
Because they couldn't cook them fast enough.
Yeah, and we were eating those at the end.
Yeah, so it's a very funny picture. Also on the page, we are raising money for our friend and fellow radio veteran Steve Austin, who has had to take his son off of life support. And is as a result incurred some huge bills, and they have a very moderate goal of $10,000, and we're trying to do our best here with our other friends in radio to raise some money, and we're putting a couple items on eBay right now. We got up there a Mike Allstott autographed football that was been donated by the Allstott Family Foundation that has one bid already for $100, and also a Derek Brooks autographed mini helmet that I was given. That is also, I think, around $100. But both of those items are up there. We will have more stuff that we'll be putting up there, and 100% of the money is going to Steve Austin's GoFundMe page. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.